Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1808. The topic is Q&A and the title is Easier Nutrition Tracking During Holidays. One of my clients, a brand new client, we just got done with our initial consultation this past week, and she reached out with the intention to get ahead of the holidays. In the past, she backslid during her physical and health goals during the holidays. She would gain some weight, miss workouts, and end the holiday season feeling worse than when she started, and it left her in this kind of negative mental state. Essentially, by the end of the year, by the end of the holidays, she just felt defeated. She would want to start fresh at the new year, but was discouraged from realizing how far she had fallen behind in just the previous 6 to 8 weeks, the previous 1 to 2 months. She would feel like in the last 1 to 2 months, it undid the entire year up till then, so it really discouraged her to start new goals at the new year. But she reached out because she wanted a different outcome. She knew one of my current clients, and we talked a little bit about how the current client was feeling mentally and emotionally, and she made the following statement as part of our discussion. I want to make progress over the holidays, but I don't want to overly stress about what I'm doing. So-and-so, I'll leave the client's name blank, said that she felt the best mentally while working with you. So I was hoping you'd be able to help me not only make progress, but still be able to enjoy the holiday season. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do that. And it excites me because it can be done. You can make sure, absolutely, you can 100% make sure that you don't fall behind in your goals. So you don't actually like backslide or go backwards during the holiday season. But you can actually still make progress during the holiday season, and you can do it while still enjoying the holiday season. So I wanted to share the approach that we're taking and encourage you to do the same. So that way you could get the same impact, the same result. You can make progress during the holidays, but still feel okay to enjoy the holidays. So our approach, the first thing we did was we just kind of figured out what her daily needs were. I talked about her recent food history, essentially kind of what she's been eating throughout the day, like what her schedule is, what are some common food choices, what are some common amounts of the foods. This allowed me to kind of estimate the calories and protein that she'd been consuming up until this point. So then we came up with, okay, given your schedule, these would be the best times to probably eat. Given the food choices you already make, these are probably the better food choices to continue. These ones we probably don't want to. We might want to rearrange the portions of these things. So we just kind of took whatever she was eating and just fine-tuned that a little bit. Now, if you don't have me to help you do that, we do have on our website, www.brutalirongym.com, there's a free nutrition education page. The first document on that page is a Create Your Own Nutrition Program document. You can listen to a supporting podcast, and it actually gives you steps on how to figure out your daily needs for calories, protein, and then we also track sugars, but calories and protein are by far the most important components, and then meal timing, but I already take care of that with my clients for them. I teach them how to do it, but I take care of it for them, so we can already add extra steps in, and one of the steps we usually add is to watch daily sugar as well. So calories, protein, and then you can look at meal timing and you can look at sugars using that free document. But that would be the first step, is to figure out what your daily needs are for calories and protein. The second step you want to look at is to use time blocks. And what this is essentially we want to break our day down into three sections. So a day is typically 24 hours, I guess typically. I don't know what world you're living in if it's not, but it's pretty consistently 24 hours. We're going to be sleeping for some of that. We would hope to be sleeping for, say, at least 6 hours a night. That means there's 18 hours of the day that we would be awake for. We want to break those 18 hours into three sections. So we look at maybe the first 5 to 6 hours of being awake, the second 5 to 6 hours of being awake, and then the final 5 to 6 hours of being awake. So you can break the day down into three sections. So there's the first 6 hours being awake, the middle six, then the final six, and that would give you 18 hours, which would account for the hours of being awake. What we then have is we want to divide our calories and protein by thirds. So if your target calories is 1,500 calories, you would have 500 calories per 6 hours of the day. If your target protein is 120 grams of protein a day, you would have 40 grams of protein per 6 hours of the day. The idea of using time blocks is it reduces stress because you only have to manage the day in 6 hour blocks. Typically, when people think of tracking calories, they think of a 24 hour period. You have to remember what you had for breakfast, whether you did or didn't have anything for mid-morning. What did you have for lunch? Did I have the chicken? Did I not have the chicken? And then you kind of go throughout the whole day. You have to add all that up. You have to figure out where you are. And usually by the end of the day, people are kind of way off on their calories and protein, and it's hard to make that up in the final part of the day. Or you feel like you can't, so you feel like the whole day is a waste. And it can be very emotionally and mentally taxing to track a day in 24-hour blocks. So we make that easier by just tracking the day in 6 hour blocks. So if each 6 hours of the day, I'm just making up numbers, but you'll find yours based on, you know, what your calories and protein targets are, divided by three, and there's your numbers. But let's say you're going for 500 calories and 40 grams of protein. That is something that you can kind of track per 6 hours, because you're either going to be eating one, maybe two times every 6 hours. So you really only have to track one or two meals at a time. So this is great because I'm like, okay, you know, if I'm supposed to get, and we'll talk about having ranges with all my clients, we give calorie ranges and protein kind of ranges or minimums. So when we talk about thirds, the client might have a target of say 500 to 600 calories. So they might say, okay, well I had this and this, and then I snacked on that. That ends up being about 540 calories. Perfect. Done. If their goal is 40 grams of protein, they think of what they had in the first, you know, meal or in the two meals combined. Did I reach at least 40 grams of protein? Maybe they got 44 grams. Done. Now you don't have to think about anything anymore. You just track each 6 hour block of the day, which equates to 1 to 2 meals on average per block. And that's all you have to track. This is so much easier because you're breaking it down into smaller chunks. That is going to help you because you can read nutrition labels on the foods you're eating. You can Google what the values are. You can use a tracking app if you want. But what's nice is if I eat the same breakfast every day, I already know what that was, how many calories and grams of protein it was yesterday. It's going to be the same today. So I don't need to look all that back up. Or if you have two, maybe three common breakfasts or lunches or dinners that you commonly eat, you only have to look them up one time. Once you know the value, then you're like, okay, I'm just going to have that one. And I know that one works, so that's what I'm going to eat. So if I have two or three options for breakfast, two or three options for lunch, two or three options for dinner, two or three options for any kind of in-between snacks or pre-workout or post-workout, you just figure out 2 to 3 options per meal option of the day, and you stay within those, and then you don't have to track everything every single day. If you ate the same food, you already know what it is, done, move on. But what it does allow is knowing the calories, knowing the target protein per 6 hours, is if you have to make substitutions. So maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're out of your routine. Maybe you had a doctor's appointment. What do you have around you that can help you hit your targets? So it's important to know what your targets are, calories and protein, so that way if you have to make substitutions or if you have different options, it allows you to still stay on track when everything's a little chaotic. This can be helpful for holidays. We all know that like you might have a different work schedule. Maybe the kids are off school. Maybe you're traveling to meet family. There's a lot of chaos that can happen with our schedule around the holiday season, and that can lead to people mismanaging their food. If we only have to pay attention to what we're doing per 6 hours, it makes it so much easier to stay on track. If we know what our targets are, then we just eat anything, and it helps us stay on track. So the two things that we look at so far for the approach of how to make nutrition easier during holidays, we said the number one thing was to find out your daily needs. Then you want to divide those by three and use time blocks. That was tip number two, is to use time blocks to track every 6 hours of the day. Then tip three is that anything counts. Anything. When we look at food choices, I sent the client a list of common proteins, carbs, and fats. What I want them to think of is I don't have to have, 94-6 ground beef as my lunch. Or if it's chicken breast versus chicken thigh. What if there's turkey or ham, or beef or fish? What if it's whitefish versus salmon? You don't have to worry about what the specific food is. Our rule for food is that anything counts. Now, we're ideally not looking for Oreos and cheesecake. We do want to have what would be considered, common everyday foods, not snacky or junk type foods. But anything's okay. Whether you have quinoa, white rice, brown rice, wild rice, yellow rice, whatever the heck rice, it doesn't matter. Whether you want to have potatoes instead of rice, totally fine. Our goal is to hit our calorie targets and our protein targets eating common foods. Now, the reason why I have my client tracking sugars is because she did have a high amount of sugar intake typically. So that would help reduce the urge to eat things like Oreos or candies, because that will bump her sugar up too high, and we know not to do that. I have her tracking her sugars. But if you don't want to track your sugars, that's okay. You just want to use common foods. Try to stay away from junky or high sugar foods. Then for adherence, we're really aiming to pay attention to what we're doing every single day of the week. I don't expect her to be perfect and hit her targets 7 out of 7 days a week, but I want her to at least try or be aware of them or pay attention to them 7 days a week, so that way she can get more days right than wrong, and it gives her more practice with trying to hit the numbers. Our minimum goal, we said, was try to have 4 out of 7 days a week to be within our ranges. And the ranges we used was we figured out the total calories she would need per day, and we gave her a 10% plus or minus window. So let's say, for example, somebody's calories target is 1,600 calories. 10% is 160 calories. So the low end of the range would be 1,600 calories minus 160, which is 1,440. The high end of the range would be 1,600 plus 160, which is 1,760. So she would aim to be between 1,440 to 1,760 every day with calories. So you find your caloric target, then you give yourself a window of plus or minus 10%. We did the same thing for protein. So say your protein is 100 grams, 10% is 10 grams, so you have a high-low range of 90 to 110 grams. That will give you the ability to be more consistent. If you aim for a singular number, say you aim for 1,700 calories, but you only get 1,685. That is so damn close that it is totally fine. You do not need to feel bad that you miss a number. Or that, maybe you go to 1,715, 1,715, so you went 15 calories over. You did not lose the whole day. 15 calories is not going to, just tie your shoes extra. Like, tie your shoes one more time that day. You'll burn 15 calories. You're fine. So we want to have a range, because it's impossible to hit an exact number with calories and grams of protein. So the range of plus or minus 10% is accurate enough if our goal is to make sure that we maintained our progress during the holiday season. Now, the more frequent she can get within those ranges, so instead of 4 out of 7, maybe 5 out of 7, 6 out of 7, or even 7 out of 7 days, she'll be able to actually make progress with those numbers. So that's our plan leading into the holidays. We're going to start in October, so she's taking October and the first 2 weeks of November to practice the system and work out the kinks. If she has any questions, figure out, did the food options we picked work for her? Do we need to make some substitutions? And then through the end of November and all of December, she's going to be following these steps. Using time blocks to manage her day in shorter chunks. Anything counts as our rule for food choices. And then 4 out of 7 days for adherence. The more, the better. That is the steps that we're using to help her have emotional and mental control and easier control over her nutrition during the holiday season. Okay, I wanted to share those. I thought that might be helpful for other people to know that you absolutely can hold on to your progress during the holiday season and actually progress. She'll find that this is a big progression because it's much more consistent than what she was doing before, and it'll help her remain more consistent during the holiday season. than she did before. Okay. If you have any questions, if you need anything, just reach out. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.